everybody. Well, this is our Creation Lightship Healing show today on BBS Radio. And the date today is July 3rd, 2017. This is the Healing Highway, so let's clear away the date for everybody. Like I always try to mention is that this date goes back every year until you're born and then back to whenever. But basically they can copy and paste, the aliens can copy and paste this day onto you if something happened to you that was real negative, or it happened to be a day that a lot of people were doing ceremonies, rituals, stuff like that, because that's what they do, and you could be affected by it. So let's clear the date to help yourself out. Here we go. Releasing today's date, which is July 3rd, 2017. I'll count to 10 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now let's energize monitor screen, the light beams that are on there, or cell phone screen, whatever you have. And just bring up the light beam. We'll put peace energy into your room and into you. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So this actually takes you from being on multiple timelines, maybe hundreds if not thousands of them, and stops the timeline, so now you're at peace. And typically when that happens, when you are like doing the mind of heart drop, then the time does stop completely and you have no thoughts because the thoughts are being generated by the matrix, which is controlled by time. So when the energy from your thoughts, when you get thoughts, is only because you're streaming these thoughts. It's much like, you know, reading text, you know, on your computer screen or having your computer read it for you. But if you put it on pause when time is stopped, everything stops for you. So that's where you want to be, is where time is stopped and you have no thoughts and words connecting to you. And let's think of a situation, everybody, that you may be dealing with. And here we go. Let's release that from you. One of those timelines that you may not like, but and you're connected to it. So let's release that one timeline that you're thinking about. And you may feel a little better. Here we go. Counting to five. One, two, three, four, five. Okay, we'll, if our co-host is on, Elizabeth, are you all ready to go? Out of the makeup and wardrobe room and your voice tuning and everything else? Got your hair done right?
Yes, Ron, everything's ship-shape and ready to go. And I just want to thank everybody for joining us here on the live show today. And thanks, Ron, for clearing the date and as well as charging the light being with peace energy for you and your space that is charged for the duration of the show. And also for clearing us off of that one timeline that we might be on, because we all know that the best way to exist is in the now and out of duality and to be in peace energy as much as we possibly can be. So all of that information you can find on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, and you're welcome to check that out. During the show, we'll probably reference it because we talk about a lot of the healings that Ron offers. And being that this is the Healing Highway show, it's usually a great space to ask any questions that you may have, or perhaps you are curious about one of the many healings that's offered and you'd like some clarification on that, or you need some more information. And we're happy to answer questions live during the show. You can send any questions that you might have to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Once again, that's clsquestions@yahoo. Or you can also use our user-friendly anonymous fast chat feedback form. There's two ways you can find that. You can find it live during the show. There's a link at the top of creationlightship.com. And you can also use the BBS Fast Chat to find it. So, Ron, I guess maybe we should get to some listener questions, unless you have any other sample clearings you'd like to do maybe for an emotional issue before we start the show here?
Yeah, you could think of an emotion, everybody. You know, emotions go to different, you know, in different directions. You could just be emotional, but mainly after that, you could be in fear or trauma, anxiety. You know, it could be betrayal, loneliness. So there's different types of situations that you could encounter and be stuck in. And when that happens, sometimes you become, you know, ingrained in that mind-looping program for that particular type of energy. But like if you're dealing with an emotional issue and that like somehow turns into maybe betrayal, and now all you're thinking of is people who betrayed you in your life, and now you're on the mind loop program. So that's something a little different, but that's a mind loop one. And it just keeps coming up over and over and over again. And then you start going down the rabbit hole even further because you can't hang on to your life force energy. And each time you do the mind loop and you start losing some of your spirit energy, which is what's really happening, because your spirit doesn't want negativity to get stuck into it, into darkness, so it leaves you. And now you're really there, you know, you're holding a bag of junk and nothing can help you until you get out of it. So the mind loop one clearing is very good if you have those reoccurring thoughts that are strictly negative, and even real positive ones. Or a positive thought is the same thing, but typically the negative ones are what people relate to more. That's where the aliens want to really steal your energy. Well, let's think of something, everybody. An emotional issue. And let's release that from you. It could be any time in your life. If you don't have anything, you just want to play around with what I'm doing, just pick one of your birthdays. That's always kind of nice. And remember, you know, your birthday may have had a trauma in there or something. So here we go. Just pick something. And here we go. Releasing that energy from you. I'll count to 20. And you can feel it leave. I'll just count it slow for you. So you actually feel the energy leave that energetic body and get transformed back into peace. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Okay, you should feel better. And if you did feel the energies leave you, since I did it very slow, so you can actually see it come out of your body, a lot of people are pretty sensitive. You know, you might just jot us a little note there. And we could talk about that, or at least see how you felt with that. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, thanks, Ron. That was really cool. And I hope everybody was able to experience that. And hopefully that helped you out with some, maybe some emotional issues that you've been having. And I wonder, too, with the birthday thing, I was thinking while you were clearing that, Ron, maybe what I thought of was maybe you didn't get the present that you wanted or you thought you were going to get, or maybe someone forgot about your birthday and you have some kind of resentment or disappointment around that. So in that case, what we would recommend is to clear that emotion out by doing the whole lifetime emotional clearing, which is kind of the first clearing that everybody does prior to doing anything else on the website. So all of the healings are live and active 24/7. You do them yourself, and you can start with the whole lifetime emotional clearing, because as you know, if you've been listening to the show, if you're just joining us, all of the emotional stuff gets manifested physically, so it affects our life both on an emotional and a physical level a lot of the times, and you want to not live in the past or the future, but you want to stay in the now. And so that's one way you can help yourself do that, is by clearing out all of those emotions. And, you know, also I think with birthdays, there's a lot of positive emotions too. And we know that those are just as important to clear as the negative ones, because maybe you have expectations now, and you're kind of living on that timeline. So that's also important to note. I also want to say, oh, go ahead, Ron.
I'm just thinking of two issues here that maybe people have this. If I'm getting that. I don't know. But it could be a time when maybe you're younger. Maybe you're like, 5 years of age, and your grandparents are, always send you, because they live in a different state, maybe they always send you some money. So you're waiting for that envelope to come in the mail, right? To get your $5 back then, which was a lot of money, And all of a sudden, your birthday comes and you get this envelope with the card and $5 in it, and never came. And, all of a sudden, then your grandparents realize that, they were getting older themselves and they forgot your birthday. And then a week goes by and then you get the card in the mail, but they just spaced it out, And so for you, it's devastating because you got that $5 every year or something, So you could be holding that energy right now, not even knowing it. Another thing with the dark side would love to do to you, and this has probably happened with people, is they pick a key date, in fact, and they'll have one of your animals die. In fact, as I'm talking, I kind of forgot about this until I'm bringing it up. This would be my issue, but my little dachshund was died on, maybe 6-7 years ago, I guess, on the 4th of July. That was like, wow. Our side got her, Anyway, it's always these key dates that they want to remember, It wants you to remember because it's something that you can't get away from because everybody celebrates it, Anyway, my little dog is a time-traveling soldier, and she's out there kicking butt. So anyway, in fact, talking about kicking butt, switching over now. So tomorrow, which will be Tuesday, on our energetic cord release call, I will be enlisting people to come into the time-traveling soldiers, and you will be out of time fighting aliens. So it'll be on adjacent timelines that you know nothing about, and helping to save the planet here from the Galactic Federation and the ones that are coming in now trying to overtake the planet again. So it just started heating up maybe the last, 2 weeks. I know about a week for sure, but things are escalating. Maybe because the energies of the planet, well, I won't say of the planet, the energies of the aliens are changing and they want to take over planet through different types of governments, putting it that way, to make a major change here. But along with that, there's always the agendas and things coming in here that you don't want to have here. So anyway, it's intense now again, and that's basically it. And if you do enlist, not a cakewalk. You're not gonna think that it's a goody two-shoe thing where you might not feel anything. You could wake up having an ache or pain on the body. Normally it'll go away pretty quick within a day or so. Things do happen as you're battling. But, you may feel the residue down here. And normally you feel much better and you have, like, a lot more moxie and maybe more self-esteem because you have that your little regiment group with you. Maybe there's like a dozen to 20 other people in your team as you're fighting on your ship, and they're also, or some of them could be here, maybe 2 to 4 of them watching you as you're living your life here. They will be in your energetic field to ward off stuff from you. So anyway, that's you, Elizabeth, but that'll be on the call tomorrow. It's $20 on our standard conference call that we have every Tuesdays. Back to you.
Yes, we will mention that again. And That's great, Ron. So anybody who is interested in the enlistment, please get on that call tomorrow, and you can find more information about that at the top of creationlightship.com. It's the regular Tuesday weekly special call, and that's the courting call, and you can purchase it via the PayPal button on Ron's website, again, creationlightship.com. And just want to refresh a little administrative thing. If you, let's see, if you want to, it's like really easy. You can just do that and join the call. So you'll just click the PayPal Buy Now button, log into your PayPal account, and then there will be a continue at the bottom of the page. Click Pay Now and scroll to the bottom and return to merchant. And then if you get like a third-party security warning, you're just going to click continue, and your call-in code will be displayed. So that's great. And it's only, as Ron said, it's only $20. So if anybody's interested in that, or if maybe you join the Tuesday calls every week and you've been waiting for the enlistment, you can check that out tomorrow. So, Ron, while you were doing that clearing there, I was wondering if maybe when you were talking about your dog, I know I around this time of the year, I always get a lot of emails from people saying that make sure your pets and animals are inside because the fireworks scare them. And I honestly wish we could just do away with these holidays because they're nothing but a nuisance. But I don't know if you feel like doing this, but maybe we could do a clearing for all of the pets, for the listeners' pets who have been kind of scared or traumatized by the noise that's been going on in the past couple of days or so.
Yeah, okay, here we go. So this is to help your pets and animals. So here we go. We can take some of that trauma away from them. So one, two, just think of your pets and animals, whatever you have there. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 20. And one more time. I'll do 10 more. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, there we go.
That's awesome. Great. And I wanted to also mention that coming up, actually this weekend, July 7th through the 9th, Ron is participating in the Gaia Symposium, and it is in the Mount Shasta area. It's held at the Ford College of the Siskiyou Weed in Weed, California. So there's actually a website where you can find out more about that, and it is kind of long. It's awakewithinthedreamproductions.com, and then the event is the Gaia, G-A-I-A, Symposium. And if you are not in the Mount Shasta area and you'd like to attend that, you can do so. There is a way to do that remotely, and you can actually attend Ron's presentations by conference call. And it's $40. And again, you can use the donation link on the creationlightship.com homepage to donate $40. And the presentation schedule is Friday, July 7th. And the time is 1:30 to 2:15 Pacific. Saturday, July 8th, 12:30 to 2 o'clock Pacific. And Monday, July 10th, workshop. And that is 12:30 to 2 o'clock. And you can, I think you can attend all three of those, right, Ron, for the $40 via phone?
Yes, that is correct. And
okay.
It should be pretty good. I don't know what it'll be like, but all my workshops are in the moment, so it'll be interesting with different types of people there and see how it how this one unfolds here.
Yeah.
I don't have any really set in stone. I'll be talking probably about the new Earth, I think. But
that's wonderful.
At this moment, you know, I just show up and only kind of gear the presentation according to the people that are there. I will have the helium monitors there. It's too hot to put the light chamber up because there's no air conditioning there at the theater that we're going to be in. It's just two college. And so they somehow, I don't know, it's an old college, AC, and they never put the air conditioning into that location. So having a light chamber there in a 95-degree weather indoors would be pretty rough. But I will have the helium monitors. So anyway, I guess we could kind of go on with that and see if we have any questions out there or comments or testimonials.
Yes, we do. And I just wanted to say one more quick thing. After you pay the $40 to get your call-in number, you just email your PayPal receipt to creationlightship@yahoo.com. And in the subject, enter Mount Shasta event. So let's get going with some listener questions here. And we do have quite a few of them. So the first one has to do with fighting the aliens. And they're asking, this is a really good question, actually. Hi, I don't have a lot of physical energy. Can I help fight the aliens by doing paperwork or cooking or something out of time? This is regarding the enlistment call tomorrow at the Tuesday time, the courting call.
Yeah, you're a choice of what you want to do. Maybe you like ironing. No. Anyway, just a joke.
No one likes ironing.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah, you can do whatever you like to do. There's many types of jobs available. Just like it would be here, you know, the different soldiers go out in the ships and, you know, they have to have, washing their clothes or whatever, all the stuff is done. So plus maybe you like pizza. Maybe you could cook pizza for the people, you know. But anyway, it's all real. And but I will say sometimes when I'm in heavy battles out there, and I have a special type of astronaut suit on, okay, and this you might feel if you've been, you know, enlisted. Sometimes you're going to wake up and you're going to feel like you have this really thick, oily skin, okay? So normally, you know, washing, taking a shower in the morning, like, you know, your regular one time through with the soap is normally adequate for you, but this may take three times that. So if you do wake up and you are enlisted and you have this thick, like, oil on your skin, that is from wearing your astronaut suit out there. And there's certain types of, they put something on you. And, you know, it gets transferred back here because you're probably, you know, you're there physically with your body. So anyway, a lot of times you don't have recall. If you do have recall, it'd be nice if you could maybe talk about it on one of the, send us an email and, you know, you could maybe say what you saw and stuff. I did an enlistment at the Conscious Life Expo for a few people, and they enlisted into the Vikings. And one gentleman told us the next day what that was like and how he was in battle. He had all the details, so that was kind of cool. But anyway, and you may take a note also that if you're waking up at a certain time at night, a lot of times it's around the 3 o'clock time, 3:30. That's probably when you're off duty. And then you come back here, and somehow when you maybe hit your bed or something, as you bring in your consciousness, maybe your spirit or whatever, it's hard to say what's actually happening. But when you come back here, all of a sudden you get kind of jarred, or you find yourself sitting up on bed wondering what's going on while you're sitting up. And then you go, wow, that's kind of strange, but, you know, I'm awake now. You might even take notes of those particular times because it may be the same time every night. So anyway, that's what can happen. So back to you.
Yes, Ron, I remember when you brought in the Viking energy, it was very intense. So it's interesting to note. And somebody
else. Those Vikings are fearless. I mean, when I brought them in at the, I think that was probably up on my presentation. That was on the Conscious Life Channel or something at the expo on a Monday. I was doing a presentation, a post-expo presentation, and one of the gentlemen who was, I think Australian, I believe. Anyway, we got the Vikings in, and then after the event that I had, which is I think maybe like 2 hours or so in length or whatever, that we went out in the lobby and we enlisted some people. But the Vikings are like, wow, they're like incredible. In fact, I'll bring them in if you're kind of interested. The Vikings, to me, as I perceive them, they're ready. They're fearless. They just say, what do you want taken out? What direction do we go? And they're gone. Okay? And that's basically it. And they win, you know? Where a lot of the groups are, you know, need a little more details and maybe more calculations of what to do, strategies. The Vikings, they're gone, okay? So I'll bring them in. It's just incredible to see the dedication of, it just makes you wonder how they got harmed by the aliens, you know? So they probably have some grievances there. So anyway, here comes the Vikings. We'll ask them to come in. And they only come in because they're choosing to. I can't force anybody to do anything. But you probably have maybe, if you would like this, probably maybe four of them show up in your room energetically. And they're just incredible fighters. So here we come. So count to 10. If you would like to experience them, just say yes here. Don't be enlisted, but they'll come in to show you what they're like, okay? So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So they actually landed at about 6. And so you might feel a presence in your room. The air in your room should have changed probably completely. It should be very still. And it should be, it's like a still energy, but full of energy. It's kind of harder to describe. It's peace, but a tremendous amount of peace. So I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth. So that's how the Vikings are. The other groups are different, too. You know, we can get any type of, like one of the shows, I think I brought in about 20 of them. But anyway,
yeah, that was a while ago. I remember that.
Yeah.
That was a couple of years ago. Ron,
what it was.
Ron brought in like a bunch of different energies from different countries. It was like crazy. That was a couple of years ago, I think. But yeah, the Vikings are very, very powerful.
Yep.
So very cool. Wonder if anybody has any reactions to that. We did get a question in our inbox asking if they could change groups tomorrow.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
That would be fine. I have people who are doing that because they want to try someone else or be with another group. Maybe they saw another group out there in their battles and they wanted to switch over to something else. But yes, that's perfectly fine.
So you just would verbally request that out loud?
Yes. Yeah. So
okay.
That would be fine.
Okay, cool. And they're wondering, what are the Native American soldiers like? I imagine they would be different depending on what Native American group they were from, right, Ron? I mean, so many different groups of Native Americans.
That would be correct. So I could bring those in. So if you have a particular, I guess I'd use the word Indian race that you would like to have show up, you could just request that now. I think what I'll do, in case you don't know, I'll bring in the Navajos, okay? But if you want something else, that's fine. Maybe you want Cherokee or Cheyenne or you know, some other group. There's so many of them. I don't even know the names of all of them, but here we go. So I'll bring in the Navajos right now. If you like that, if not, just change it. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the reason why I mentioned Navajo, because they were the ones that were the code breakers, I guess is what they called them. I think that's what it was, the ones in World War II where they had to do, you know, their messages, secret messages.
Yes. Yes, that's correct, Ron.
That's why I brought them in, because I don't think they got much recognition for that, you know, and coming back here, they're just plain old Indians, you know, but they probably actually, you know, did, you know, help the, you know, the allies a lot, you know. But anyway, that's why I brought them in, for recognition there. Oh, you may feel the energy of whatever you brought in right now. It could last for 5 minutes if you like. So if you want to have another one come in, just, you know, send it over to us right now. So I've brought in Russians and Polish and, you know, English, Australians, you know, most of the countries out there I've brought in off and on. So, but it's up to you to request one. So back to you.
Okay, so Ron, I'm sorry. Did you just say that if people have other requests to feel energies, they should write them into the show tonight?
Yeah, we could do that just to have some fun.
Okay. So what we just experienced was the Navajo, and I'm just wondering if anybody has any other suggestions. We could wait for some responses there. And again, to recap, Ron did say that you could change groups tomorrow if you would like to do that. Someone said, I feel so confident as a Viking. I love helping and feeling like I am participating. Another person said, I strongly recommend enlisting with special forces. I ask for their presence whenever I'm in a crowd or uncomfortable space. My life feels more secure being part of this valuable, important effort. Never had a moment's regret. So, wow, that sounds like a soldier there. And somebody else said, the Vikings are with me in my office. They are rather friendly. It's a lot of energy in here now, but peaceful. And again, somebody else is saying, thanks for the animal healing. They have been traumatized enough already with many explosives nearby. Yeah, that's unfortunate. I always feel bad for the animals during these holidays. Somebody said, I am a Viking recruit. I love it. People comment to me on how big I am. So that's very cool.
Yeah, the presence of you will be definitely increased.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, you're going to feel like you're probably, you know, the energy around you is the people will get out of your way, put it that way.
Oh, that's good.
You will have a lot more confidence. So if you're like, if you were like a person that was kind of meek and mild, you know, that will change completely. Your personality will change a little bit, and you probably won't want to take much stuff off of people. So you kind of got to tone yourself down a little bit because you're in battles continuously. You know. So anyway. You know, you can have a lot more gumption.
Yeah, so, and I've noticed, too, like, you won't really be afraid to confront people or speak up or say what's on your mind. I think that's tough for a lot of people, and it's kind of like you don't even really care what people think anymore. So you're really just out of judgment of yourself and more in peace and more in the moment and more willing to just kind of say what's on your mind. And, I mean, I know we're not really supposed to deal with mind energy here, but I think that's kind of a byproduct of having enlisted. Okay, so someone was asking, Ron, if you could bring in the Spartans. The warriors of Sparta were extremely fierce and fearless, like the Vikings, incredible soldiers protecting freedom. Is that a Roman thing? I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, I think it is, but we'll bring that in. So
I just
here
noticed
we go.
A town in New Jersey. Oh, a prominent city-state in ancient Greece. Okay, thank you.
So here we go, the Spartans, right? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. So the Spartans are with you. And maybe just take notes, if you would, how they feel. You're going to know tomorrow when we enlist which one you want to have. So, back to you, Elizabeth.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool. And somebody else is requesting the Mayan Indians, which I believe was either Mexican or South American Indian.
Okay. So here we go. Mayan. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay, that's with you now. If I bring in one of them, the one that would be there previously will automatically leave and allow the space for them to come in. I'll bring in Canadians here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Kind of feel that.
I'll
bring in Italians here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll bring in the Japanese. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I guess I'll do Australia. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And that's how do English. So here we go from England. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do Polish. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And I guess we shouldn't forget the Americans here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll do Chinese. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'll do two more. I'll do Russians. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what should I do next, Elizabeth, the last one here?
Somebody was asking for Canada, Canadian.
I did Canada. Yeah, I did that.
Oh,
yes.
Did you? Okay, that's the one I didn't catch that. How about Mexican?
Yeah, but that's okay. 1, 2,
oh, okay.
That's still Indian, so...
India, yeah.
Oh, okay. From India or Mexican? Because
it doesn't matter, either, whichever you prefer.
I'll do them both. So I'll do Mexican, but that could be the same as North American Indians, you know, because they're basically migrate. But here we go, in case you came from Mexico and listening here. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll do from India, the Indian. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And
how about Spain?
Spain?
The Spaniards.
Oh, Spain, okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so there's so many countries that, you know, I could probably do this for a long time. If somebody knows what show it was that I brought a bunch of them in, you can maybe let us know. That'd be great, too. Even if it's after the enlistment, that'd be great. If anybody else would like another, a race of people, maybe that's where you're from, I could do that without any problem. We got, a little bit of time left here. So back to you, Elizabeth. Anyway, it's a lot of fun to field them because they all have their own little personalities, you know? So,
that's really cool. The only one I can remember, Ron, and maybe you've done it since then, but I think that archive was back in, like, I'm going to say 2012, 2013, from what I remember. So if anybody knows which one it is, where Ron brought in all those very different and unusual energies from the time-traveling soldiers in the enlistment process, please email us and let us know, because it's always good to have those shows to reference to if people want to go back and listen. I don't have that one off the top of my head, but we'll keep you posted on that. Okay, so thank you so much, Ron. That is such a cool feeling. It's kind of
I could bring in the soldiers that enlisted from Brazil. All the different countries are enlisted.
Okay.
So I'll do Brazil, Brazilian soldiers. Here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. kind of oddly enough, for whatever reason, the state of Texas has its own enlistment in the United States.
That does not surprise me.
Star State. So here we go. This is the soldiers from Texas. There's a separate group. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Very interesting.
That is interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, very cool. So Ron,
I did think of the Africans.
Okay.
Here we go, the Africans. They're very large.
I like that one. I think I remember
like
liking
football
that
players,
one.
And they're tall. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and there we go. Okay, Elizabeth.
Wow, that's so cool. It's so cool to kind of imagine your other self as a time-traveling fighting soldier and to be able to experience and interact with all of these energies. So just again, want to tell everybody, if you just joined us maybe at 11:30, Ron is going to be doing an enlistment tomorrow on the
Tuesday courting call, and that's at the regular time. And you can find more about that at creationlightship.com. And it's 5:30 to 6:30 Pacific, 8:30 to 9:30 Eastern. And it's, he does them every week. It's $20 per session. So you don't need any prerequisites if you'd like to enlist and you've been waiting for an opportunity to do that. Ron did say he would be doing that on tomorrow's regular weekly call. So please join us if that's something you'd like to participate in. And we just sampled all of the different countries' energies from all of the different time-traveling soldiers. It's really kind of cool and sort of makes you think about your sort of role here. Kind of, like a lot of people were saying, it's empowering to know that, and they feel a lot more confident. They feel a lot bigger physically. Somebody wrote in and said, that is funny, the Texas Rangers soldiers.
That's good, yeah. Texas Rangers, yeah. That's Chuck Norris,
yeah.
Huh?
Texas has always kind of been its own entity, so, well, I shouldn't say entity, but you know what I mean. Not that type of entity. All right, so we'll give everybody a couple minutes to digest that. Maybe we'll get some feedback at clsquestions@yahoo.com or via the fast chat. And somebody wrote us via the fast chat asking about the space clearing, switching gears a little bit here, and they're wondering, does the space clearing only work for the person whose name is given, or does it clear the actual space for anyone in that space?
Okay, it'll clear the space that you are in. So naturally, we'll I'll start over again. So you buy the clearing. So you could buy the clearing for yourself, and it will clear the space where you are, okay? So if you're driving, it'll clear that space. You know, if you're at your work, it could clear that space. Some people like to clear the workspace before they get there. Now, another way to look at it, we'll say that, you know, your sister calls you and she goes, man, I'm having all these troubles at work or whatever, and I don't know what to do. And you could do a space clearing, purchase the clearing, you know, yourself, but then put their name in the name box, and it will clear the energy around them. So a lot of people who do the space clearing, if they're going on a trip, will just have their laptop, like in the back seat of the car, plugged in through an inverter or something with the clearing on it. And once you put the clearing on and you can change the timer on it, then it can be running in your car without internet service because it'll still run on your computer. So it'll clear your space wherever you are. And you can clear other people, just purchase the clearing. And then you put your name in, and it will work for them. But some people may not understand, you know, the wonderful clearings that we have. They may not get it or even want to know about it. So you could help them out that way because the clearings always work. So back to you.
Okay, great. So that's really helpful to know, and I guess to clarify, it sort of clears the energy in the space that you are interacting with. So
that is correct. That's a hard,
yeah, it's definitely, it's probably not going to help out the person who comes into your space, but maybe you won't feel as threatened or attacked by them, or maybe you'll feel more neutral instead of going,
yeah,
oh, what is
it'll
this person?
Make space around you neutral.
Okay.
If a person is upset and they walk into your space, the peace energy that surrounds you might make them peaceful, and they might even forget what they came to argue with you about, and they're gone. They just come in and say, oh, hi, you know, I'm, you know, make some excuse up because they forgot what they were doing, because that energy of negativity might actually be taken away from them.
And oh, interesting.
Into your space of peace and become peaceful and walk away. And they got a clearing, and they may feel better, and you just allowing the clearing to work for you. But you have to show up just to have the clearings. So back to you.
Yeah, that's really cool. So it may actually be effective and help you out too. So the same listener is asking if the space clearing can be used to clear objects, and I think we have many different object clearings that are independent of the space clearing, like the energetic negative objects removal and the energetic objects cording release. So those are both whole lifetime clearings. Isn't that correct, Ron, or is there anything else you'd like to add? Could you use the space clearing to clear objects?
Boy, it could possibly work if it's in your space around you. I think it's called location space clearing. So, you know, if you have something, an object in your space, it could clear that, yes. But, you know, if you want to, it would work, yes, but it really is, in a sense, isn't designed for that, but it would work. But we do have, you know, the other clearing out there, which people use to clear their food and stuff, and that would not be the space clearing. It'd be the object, clearing. Well, back to you.
Okay, great. Thanks for that clarification. And
I would just try both of them and see how it works out for you.
Yeah, that's always a good sort of default thing to do. Somebody said that for the Freedom Fighters enlistment, there is on YouTube at one of the expos, and the date is March 30th, 2012. I think you did an enlistment there, so thanks for writing in about that. And yes, I forgot to mention, Ron does have a YouTube channel, and you can check out most of the lectures have been recorded and put onto YouTube for your enjoyment and also benefit. It's a great way to get a lot of the information from what we talk about on the radio shows and actually see it in person and to hear a lot of the lectures that way. So definitely a great resource to check out. And this was one I wanted to get to before we end here. Somebody wrote in on Friday and was talking about head lice. And this listener said, I wish to thank Ron for the exceptional advice for the head lice, a nasty parasite that affected my family a few years ago with our kids. It's been bothering us for some time after. And when Ron mentioned how to clear the emotional aspects of it, which involved a lot of pain and shame, I realized why that's why the incident continues to haunt us. Thanks, Ron, for the great advice on Friday's show, June 30th, 2017. I will try the skin misting water and the self-empowerment clearing relating to this parasite attack. Your show was helpful and healing as always. It sounds like
you can also, on a physical level, I think they have food-grade diatomaceous earth.
Oh, yeah, that stuff's wonderful.
Like white powder, and the little critters will try to eat it, and then they die. So you may want to try that. If you have dogs or cats and they have fleas or something, you can put it on their fur and stuff, and it may, I think it can even go into their, you know, they can ingest it. But I'm not an expert at this. You have to do some research. But
there's a great website for that. It's Earthworks Health, and they have wholesale prices, diatomaceous, food grade earth. It's wonderful. I use it a lot. So yeah, just make sure you do your research on that. But it's extremely helpful for things like that. And somebody suggested to do the space clearing other. I guess there's a box where you can put in your own input for the space clearing, and they said harmonic frequency disconnection. And that works. It overlaps with objects as well. So that's great. Thank you. All right. So, Ron, I think we're actually coming to the end of the show, if you can believe it. And I'll turn it over to you for any last thoughts. I don't know if you want to do straight go to the Mind to Heart Drop. And just to remind people, they should probably do this themselves every hour or so to stay in the moment and stay in the now. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, yeah. And two good clarings is that alien baptism clearing and also the cultural enslavement. So if you're just wondering what the heck you can do, as you want to do something a little different, those two could help you out a lot if you haven't done those. But let's do the Mind to Heart Drop, everybody. And it's very simple. There's the way you do that. You have to command your spirit to, you know, get active with you. So here it is. So you say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And we'll count from head to foot backwards three times. Doing this for a while, a couple of weeks, we'll say, you can just do 3, 2, 1. This is for the newbies, and you can actually feel your thoughts going down if you're sensitive. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now you're at peace, and you may not remember what I'm talking about right now, but the reason why I do it three times, people ask me sometimes, normally it takes about 1.5 of those to complete it, so we're actually doing twice the amount that's needed, but it always works when you do three times. So, thank you, everybody. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Yeah. Hopefully you'll be on the call tomorrow to become enlisted in the Super Soldier Advanced Regiments of Fighting the Aliens here, Super Soldiers, and you have a group of about 20 people that you'll probably be with. So, we'll see you later. Blessings, everybody.